You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter.
It's Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Don't get GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. Tom, how we doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to answer that question with looking at my results from fantasy last week, since I didn't have the GOAT or the baby GOAT due to the fact that somebody lied about being immunized.
Yeah. Maybe people are looking for immunized. Because he didn't want to say vaccinated.
Now we know why he used to say the word immunized instead of vaccinated.
The word immunized.
So we're going to kick this off with football today because that's how I feel right now. I know I asked you before we started, but you know, I was like, you know what?
What's football first type of day?
Football first type of day.
All
right. Lost in fantasy to Kira Gilbert.
Shame like my game. Shouldn't have history.
Due to the fact that I did not start Baker and Baker went off.
Somehow I got blamed for that.
And James Conner.
Somehow I got blamed for Baker not starting.
I started Tyrod Taylor.
That's I didn't tell you.
Because Tua went out with a finger.
But I didn't tell you.
Start. Allegedly.
I didn't tell you start Tyrod.
That put me at 6-3 in the 12, man.
So he's still in the playoffs.
I was 6-2, sir. I'm 8-1 in the 8, man.
That means you?
No thanks to the commissioner.
I do nothing in the thing. I did not know you picked Tyrod Taylor. I didn't know you have 4 quarterbacks. Somehow on your team, and 2 that couldn't
play. Had 3.
No, you picked Tyrod or Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got Aaron Rodgers in the
league.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in last place no more, Amen. I won it, eight, man. Finally.
But enough about that. I was on a good winning streak, too. Yeah, don't.
I saw a 5-game losing streak.
Well, you're a commissioner. They don't expect you to compete anyway.
Well, I'm killing first. I'm in first place. I'm 12, man. Top first.
I don't want to talk about that. I was right there.
I was just saying.
And I feel like you sabotaged me because you saw that I was coming. So you had to do something to.
Yeah, I'm not scared. We in 2 different divisions. I got to worry about you to playoffs.
Yeah, I know. You trying to set your seating. That's why I feel like you sabotaged my week for seating. Like
I'm
you,
just trying to.
Yeah. I understand what you're trying to do. Now, I play Dakota this upcoming week. He's on a win streak.
Yeah, he is. He won 3 straight. He started off terrible.
He's projected to win. I have to make some changes. And I also play Anthony Brown, who's 5-4. Yeah.
His squad is. He gets players back though. It's gonna be a rough week, you know, for y'all.
It's gonna be a rough what?
It's gonna be a rough game because of who y'all have. He has Mike Evans. You got Brady. So it's kind of a win loss situation.
you
I was throwing it out there. I knew we had. Unless you go to AB, better hope AB.
He's questionable.
They don't and even Josh Allen is not throwing up a head. Yeah.
They don't even have him slated to play yet. As of right now.
Josh Allen's not throwing up a head against the Giants. I mean, the Jets. We can move on, man.
Matthew Stafford. Los Angeles Rams. The same Los Angeles Rams that just robbed the Broncos of Von Miller for literally nothing.
You saw what they did, too.
We're going to get to the Broncos later, what they did to some Cowboys.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you might not want to hear this.
Or if you're disrespectful.
But if you're disrespectful to Teddy 2 Yards.
You disrespectful. You're going to put some respect on that man.
Teddy a little better than y'all said he was. We knew that though, because I saw what Teddy did in New Orleans. So I knew.
I knew that in Minnesota.
Now, see, I didn't. I mean, I kind of watched Minnesota. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm not a Vikings fan like this. I'm not gonna sit here now like I watched the Vikings back in Teddy days. I did. But I followed him in New Orleans. I saw him go 6-0 without Drew Brees. So I saw he had potential right then and there. That's post leg injury.
Well, Carolina get these getting traded.
Turn, you don't hear that. Have that conversation.
I'm just saying.
Dare I say it? If he had waited one more year for CMC to come back,
that's
the the Panthers probably would have been in the playoffs.
The head coach.
Is that also Matt Rhule situation?
Yeah. He wanted younger. And Teddy not old.
No, that's disrespectful.
29, 30.
I guess about quarterback years. That's like dog years. It's like 40.
Yeah, but he set out a year and a half. So you basically get all that back. It's wow. Good. He got a winning record with the Broncos, so they 5-4.
All I have to say is wow. Not much to say there.
We're
gonna talk. We gonna definitely talk. You know, I'm over here slowly but surely making my changes right now to my roster for this week because I saw some things I didn't like. And
like Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Not being in the game.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
You're right.
When you know, you know. We're going to make some adjustments here. Because Booker's on a bye week. So, now, Matthew Stafford. Because I ain't done with you yet. You ain't getting off that easy. What happened to you in week 9? This is week 9 that we just
No, that was last week.
I'm going to make sure. Yeah. Week 10 now, but week 9. Yeah. What happened to you in week 9? Let's go ahead and pull this up right now. I want to make sure I get my facts straight with this one because that was pathetic. I just want to let you know right now. You embarrassed yourself in prime time.
All I know is I missed a lot of games. I missed all 4 o'clock, and I woke up in the middle. At 8 o'clock, I went up. I was like, oh, my day was made.
Since we talk about you first, Matthew Stafford, a.k.a. Matt the Stat Patter. That's what I call you.
Both are Stat Patters. Both Matt. Both
that's
Matt.
That's what they call
him. Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, both.
That's what they call him. Matt the Stat Patter. Titans came to L.A. on primetime television. And almost doubled what you put out in production. 28-16.
Hey, no Derrick Henry.
With no Derrick Henry.
Let's get that out the way.
No man child out there.
No Derrick
Henry. No beast out there.
No.
They had McNichols out there running.
The who?
The backup.
And who they signed?
All day.
All day.
APAD.
APAD. All day Peterson. He came off the street and scored a touchdown.
That was his first game back.
First game back all year. Week 9, he ain't played.
So let us address y'all gonna put some respect on Tannehill. That's my
that's what your beef is.
That's my issue with Matt Stafford. Cause I said it. I said it before week 9. I told you, I said Ryan Tannehill is better than Matt Stafford. And I said it out loud. I said it out loud,
right?
Kirk Cousins is better than Matt Stafford. I can't put Captain Kirk over myself.
No, and after what he just did.
We gonna get to him too. Let's stick to one at a time. One overrated quarterback at a time. Now.
That's right.
Mahomes, you in this too. Don't think I ain't gonna throw smoke your way either. What?
No.
What?
Not overrated. He's great.
19-27, 143 yards is my answer to your question. I'm ignoring that statement. One touchdown, one pick. Tannehill held it down and managed the game the way he was supposed to, respectfully, without Derrick Henry. He didn't lose the game. See, you're looking at this phone. See, I need you to hear what I'm saying. He didn't lose the game.
He's a game manager.
That game he was.
In general,
I know what he said.
I gave you last one. I say he's above Teddy Bridgewater.
You know,
that's a game manager. Teddy's a game manager. He won't cost you the game.
No, but see, you no, no, no. You just say he's above Teddy, which it takes a big man for you to say that. But I know how you are about Teddy. I'm not saying
that. Or Aaron Rodgers, he ain't there.
I didn't say that. There's levels.
There's his whole exactly.
He's in the level like underneath.
Exactly like Teddy River. Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
That's like two people.
Okay, and then then keep going.
There's like two people. And then you start going up to your
Derek Carr.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill about the same.
Wow.
Because Derek Carr ain't did nothing either. He's stat, he basically a stat pattern too.
No, because the Raiders have a better record. Don't do that.
This year. He'd been there. He'd been in quarterback how long?
He ain't had the right pieces.
Man. I don't hear all that.
Matthew Stafford, 31-48. You threw for nearly 300 yards.
He didn't have one touchdown. Oh, one. He got like two.
He got one.
He didn't have none at the time.
With two picks. So let me get this straight. The Los Angeles Rams gave up all their picks.
They ain't got no picks.
For the next 5 years.
Just in the first three rounds.
Easy.
In the first three rounds.
This for the next 5 years. Days. The ones that matter the most. For Von Miller and Matthew Stafford.
Jalen Ramsey in there, too.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Because he was in Jacksonville, wasn't he? Yep.
They gave up two first rounds.
That's right.
Two first rounds, two seconds.
I forgot about that.
They ain't got no money left either. They can't even sign it, though. They talking about OBJ. They ain't got no money to sign OBJ.
If I didn't know any better, because I'm not a GM, I'm not a team owner, but based on what we know, what was given up for these four or five players, these four or five names, the Los Angeles Rams are in a win now position.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, okay. So
in a division.
Okay, so but they lost.
I know. They're not the best team in the division either.
But they lost to the Titans without Derrick Henry. And this is the team that you say is going to – not that you say. I know you. Nobody in this room said it.
Yeah, right.
But the Rams are projected on paper to go to the bowl as a contender. But you lost to the Titans by nearly double digits. Like they almost beat you by the same amount times two.
Here's something about Arsenal.
Without Derrick Henry. And a game manager as a quarterback based on what he just said. This is the part where I say y'all gonna stop putting all the blame on Detroit.
I already said that.
This is the moment where we have to sit here and look at what's in front of the facts and stats are here. Based on what's on this screen, Detroit is not all to blame here. He's putting up video game Detroit numbers in LA.
Huh? He is exactly who I thought he was.
Poor Jared Goff. He was just a cat.
With a 7-2 record, he's exactly who I thought he was because the teams he lost to.
He lost to the Titans without Derrick Henry. And who's the other team he lost
to? Arizona. They got smacked by Arizona.
See.
In LA.
See.
They still got to go to Arizona.
Oh, they got to play him again.
That's in Arizona.
Division.
Yeah, in Arizona.
And Kyle will be back by then.
He'll be back Sunday.
Well. Yeah, Matthew Stafford's not a Super Bowl quarterback. I think he's just proven that. Based on what we see right here, it's clear that
maybe he do get Super Bowl. They're not winning there, no Super not Bowl.
First that's ball. Sad for the Rams because they
not getting past Cardinals.
And then they're
definitely not getting past Tom Brady.
I just about to say they're more likely to run into the GOAT again.
He probably won't get past Green Bay.
Technically, didn't Brady beat him last time? 13-3? Who? In the bowl. The Rams.
Yeah, but that was their problem.
It don't matter. What did we say they were when they got traded?
No, that's true.
Lateral. I'm on.
They're the
same quarterback. More
points, but they're going to still lose.
That's cool.
And they probably not going to get past the Packers because Aaron Rodgers back.
And I'm hearing the Packers might get OBJ.
They really not going to beat the Packers with OBJ up.
Since you brought them up, and
because more than likely they have to go to Green Bay.
Let's address them now. Let's go ahead and pull them up now. Since you brought up Green Bay and what's going on with them, let's talk
on
about
Sunday
that.
They played.
They did. I got to scroll the finals. Now the Packers did lose 7-13, but what I need to address here is two different things. There's two different things that need to be addressed here. The Packers didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Number one. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. You played against a Rodgers-less Packers, a MVP-less Packers at home, and you only managed to squeak out a touchdown and two field goals?
Well, you know why. Everybody, they're not getting beat by Tyreek Hill. They're not about to list like Tyreek Hill just go straight to the end zone every time. It's not happening.
I'm not even.
That's exactly why. And Travis Kelce.
I'm not even convinced that Tyreek Hill is the best player on that team on offense.
He's the most dynamic player, though.
He's the most what?
Dynamic. Maybe. He got 4-1 speed.
Okay. That's cute. But the defense can tower over you.
Well, that's exactly
that
what
they're
speed
doing. Doesn't matter. You can't reach over with that
that's
speed.
That's exactly what they're doing. Nothing wrong with that. You ain't hearing no complaints. I'm not letting Travis Kelce beat me either.
But picture what I need you to understand is picture the Packers, even without Aaron Rodgers, with OBJ at wide out one.
Well, he would be one. He two.
Okay, two.
So Devontae Allen.
That's fair. It'll be another landing in OBJ type
situation. The Packers need Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love's not good.
19-34, 190 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He tried to manage the game, and the game managed him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what these numbers
say. So, basically, Aaron Rodgers, we'll see you on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, he's suiting up this weekend.
Yeah, I don't care. He's going to be suiting up.
But, Patrick, 20-37, 166, one touchdown, no picks. What are you doing? Are you just trying to be disrespectful because it's Jordan Love and not Aaron Rodgers? Is that why you didn't play your competition? Well,
so, like, you said he's overrated. He's overrated. They're overhyped. As a you, as a team, I think. There's a difference.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just going to add to that. The team had a dynamic system those first 3 years. The league caught up to that, and they didn't adapt.
And what's the name? He's getting older.
And their defense is weak. Their defense has
been weak. They put all on offensive line.
Exactly. They put all their money into
outside the honey badger.
That's it.
And he up for a contract.
I hope he get it.
Yeah, if they got the money.
That's why I said hope. Hope the wallet can open up for him. The bank's open for him.
Oh, hopefully.
Because if not, it's a loss. It's a sad.
And it's a tough division because all the teams are over 500.
That's the Raiders, the
Broncos,
and
Chargers.
Chargers. Yeah. The only, I hate to say it, your boy, Herbert.
They won.
They won, but they're out of that division, they're the weakest team right now. Outside Chiefs. Number one. Who's number one?
The Chargers.
But they're the weakest.
I'm pretty sure they're number one.
I'm just saying, based on their – you got to see their schedule going forward.
They had a weak schedule, and they messed it up.
The game they lost, they should have won. So, because we both said that. They lost like 2-3 weeks in a row, didn't they? To teams they should have beat.
The Chargers are 5-3.
But what I'm saying is, out of the teams you just named –
them and the Raiders are top of first. And that's about to be
– doesn't that raise red flags for you?
No, because the Chiefs play the Raiders on Sunday.
And the Raiders are going to win. You look at it where my Raiders have today.
I'm not ready to go there.
Huh? You never.
Not ready to pick that.
What do you mean? What?
I'm picking Patrick Mahomes over Derek Carr.
It's not about the quarterback at this point. Raiders have a better. It's not about that. How do you think? The Chiefs have no defense. Raiders will run right through them.
They got no defense either.
They got better defense than Kansas City.
Not by much.
Enough.
Not by much.
It's manageable.
It's manageable. We'll see.
I can't believe this. Is it in Kansas City or is it in Vegas? Raiders are winning that.
No, man.
We're
set.
Raiders are winning that.
Raiders
are winning that.
Kansas City.
If the Chiefs barely made it against Green Bay at home, what makes you think to be confident that they're going to beat the Raiders?
I'm not confident in Vegas. Derek Carr can win the game.
It ain't about Derek Carr.
The game's on the line.
You have Jacobs. You still got Waller.
I love Waller.
You lost Ruggs. It's unfortunate. You lost Gruden. Another unfortunate casualty. But they managed to hold on. They still been winning games.
They got five
teams. You've been saying that all year. Even before Gruden game, you said that. If they're a 500 team, why are they tied for first with Herbert then? Are you saying Herbert's a 500 team too? That's basically what you're saying. No.
All the faith in the world, Justin Herbert.
He don't have nobody besides Austin Eckler.
What? Keenan Allen, Mike
Williams. Okay.
It's Cooper. And all, guess who they play?
Cooper Kupp's from Rams.
He's on the Rams. Guess who they play?
Wait, who played Rams this week?
No, guess who the Chargers play?
Who?
The Vikings.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Minnesota?
Yeah, it's in LA, so that means Vikings are gonna lose.
I'll stand on a limb and say Captain Kirk gonna pull through.
He ain't not on Captain Kirk. He not Captain Kirk. I told him he was doing good and then he missed it.
He's doing good.
You ready
to go there now? You got the hat turned to the back. You ready to go there now?
Can't
you
see Captain Kirk no more?
What?
I never came in that name.
You said if he made it to the playoffs based on where y'all standing right now.
Well, if he could pull us out of 3-5 hole, I'll The Bears got a better record. We got the same record as the Bears.
The Bears. Bears got Nagy back this week. Justin Fields played better without Mike Nagy.
Yeah, he actually had a good game this time. Mike Nagy, I think he realized what he was doing wrong.
Yeah, not trusting his quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Because Fields had a good game. They almost beat the Steelers.
We'll get to that in a second. But let's go ahead and knock out your Vikings and Ravens. I will say this. Even though Kirk eventually did lose the game. Eventually.
How you up?
Eventually.
Double digits at halftime.
Hey, they was up 17-10 at the half. Exactly. He was up a touchdown. The fact that they managed to hold the Ravens down and win that and lose the game that closely let me know, that the Vikings have all the talent to win.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is not the option.
That's not what I think.
Kirk Cousins not the option. Mike Zimmer could be gone with him, to be honest. We need a new voice, to be honest. When you've been in a team for a long time, especially
you get to hear everyone.
Well, I'm put it like this. We agree on a lot of what you're saying right now, we agree on. I'm going to tell you why. When Zimmer got the extension, I was the first one to say Kevin Stefanski should have got that.
I don't know what he's doing.
Zimmer should have got moved then.
I don't know what he's done for us lately. He's been there almost 10 years.
And I know the miracle in Minnesota happened, but that was a while ago.
First of all, you don't have a Super Bowl. You don't got a Super Bowl appearance.
That was a while ago. And that was with Case Keenum, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago.
That was a minute ago.
I mean, he had Brett Favre, wasn't doing nothing with that either. They went to the NFC Championship game.
That's when he had his ankle, right?
Yeah, when that was a bounty game.
Yep.
When his ankle was like purple.
Well, purple was the helmet on his head.
Yeah, exactly. We went to the NFC Championship twice under Mike Zimmer in 10 years. No Super Bowls.
It was the last.
That was the Miracle in Minnesota. Was that
with Case Keenum.
With Case Keenum. And he didn't know with Kirk Cousins. We was in the playoffs once.
He got a guaranteed contract.
He got two guaranteed contracts.
Well, the other one wasn't 100%.
Oh, okay. 95% guaranteed. It was like 90 million. It was 120 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Out of 150. And then the new one is 80 million, all guaranteed.
Shout out to Kirk Cousins' agent.
Absolutely shout out to his agent. And now we got Dalvin Cook going through stuff. He probably wasn't going to play on Sunday.
Oh, that was suck. If you ain't a guy in the cook.
Then we got somebody got COVID. He had to go to the
hospital. I seen Thielen's frustrated too. He's having issues.
And he could almost get traded too. It's Justin Jefferson's team.
But his issue was about the taunting rule.
Oh.
Taking the fun out.
Well,
the
yeah.
No fun league.
I mean, I get it depends. Players be doing too much.
All sometimes. I know is Minnesota managed to score every quarter of this game.
He still lost.
And lost in overtime.
It should never went to overtime. It was up. What was they up? 17-0.
Well, here's your biggest mistake right here. You let Lamar Jackson drop 14 points in the fourth quarter.
See, I'm a bad man. He's a bad man.
Oh no!
He's Michael Vick reincarnated.
But numbers statistically, Kirk has had a good game.
It's not good enough.
17-28, 187, two touchdowns. Two touchdowns under 20 yards. That's good.
Well, Lamar.
We get into that.
Exactly.
27-41. Slightly above 60%.
Right.
266 yards.
That's 80 more yards.
Three touchdowns, two picks.
Were you rushing?
No touchdowns. 120
yards. 120
yards. On the ground.
So you have 400 yards, basically.
I hate when you do that.
Just come by himself.
I hate when you do that.
Her cousin only had,
it makes it sound like outlandish, like video game numbers.
They are video game numbers. I mean, granted, Dalvin Cook had over 100 yards. It just ain't good. Sometimes you're just not that guy.
You ready to move on from Kirk?
Yes. Because we're going to lose this weekend.
What if y'all win?
Whoop-dee-doo. Now we're 4-5. Whoop-dee-doo. We ain't going nowhere.
Wild card.
Oh, because then next week, don't get me started when you play next week. The Packers. Aaron Rodgers back. The only two games I can see is when Reese coming up are the Niners and the Lions.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, Niners and Lions, that's it.
That's the Steelers. Okay, we got three games in there. The Bears. Oh, we got a little bit after that.
All right.
Okay. After we get through the Chargers and Packers.
Okay.
And we're 3-7.
You can split the Chargers and Packers and go 1-1.
You asking for a whole lot.
You can beat the Chargers.
You asking for a whole lot.
You ain't beat the Packers.
That's a
rivalry game.
Especially if we don't have Dalvin Cook.
And he was cooked.
I'm pretty sure he might not.
You was cooked. We got a problem.
Hey, hopefully Harrison Smith come back.
You better tell Conklin to get out there and run them routes.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh, we got the Rams again. We got to play Packers again.
Oh, it ain't over yet. Oh, you got to play them twice. Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. Man, or the Bears twice. We got the Lions left.
You're going to beat the Lions.
So we're going to be at 5-10. That's what I'm looking at.
Wild card.
That's, no. 9-8. I don't know if that's the playoffs.
Wild card.
8-9, 9-8. I don't know if you're getting the playoffs with that. As soon as they don't, if you don't fire Mike Zimmer, you can't fire Kirk because you're guaranteeing the money.
Ain't nobody picking them up
unless you want to do a goofy trade.
Well, you trade off your first for the next 5 years.
No, unless you're doing a goofy quarterback trade like Kirk Cousins from Matt Ryan, that's about the same.
That's a lateral move.
That ain't doing nothing but making it worse. What is that doing? Nothing at all. That's almost trying to have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yo. Oh man. Yo, you can't don't bring up Jimmy G in
this. I would rather trade.
You ain't got nothing to do with this.
I would trade.
You ain't got nothing
to do. He might lose his job too, so it's fine.
You was saying Kirk to San Fran.
Go ahead, give me Jimmy. I'll take Jimmy G.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I'll take Jimmy G. He gonna have Vikings hat on.
I have to kill
you. He gonna get Jimmy G jersey at that point.
Skull game
at that point. You get Jimmy G.
You get Jimmy G. I might have a conversation. My whole Vikings perspective might change on that one. You got Jimmy? Oh no, Jimmy with Cook and Justin.
They're not gonna go get Cam, so they gonna have. They not put Cam up.
Nah.
Exactly. I'm gonna try to do quarterbacks. They can. I almost worried have K Keenum back. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. A whole lot.
He won that game too, didn't he?
I know, but that was 4 years ago.
No. The game played like 2 weeks ago.
Did they win that game?
I don't remember.
I think so. They might have a problem.
I feel like they won Case Keenum.
I don't remember. I really don't remember now.
That's a good question. I didn't realize you had that much to get off the chest about the Vikings.
Yeah, he just kept going.
I mean, it just was rolling, he was rolling. Oh, man. Meanwhile, speaking of Niners.
Oh, God.
Woo! Niners, oh, baby. Ooh. See, last year I had an excuse. COVID was a legit excuse. It was legit. Nobody questioned your talents, abilities. But when you lose to a divisional rival.
Not even it.
You got blown out by a divisional rival.
Yes, you did.
Without their quarterback one.
And wide receiver one.
Because D-Hop and Kyler were out.
Yeah.
And you lost.
Yeah.
At home. 31-17.
Double digits.
You almost lost by double the amount that you scored.
You lost to Colt McCoy.
We've been hot since Texas.
Yeah, that's the only thing he was ever good. He's always been a backup.
So let's talk about Colt McCoy. 22 or 26. 249 yards. One touchdown.
They said, don't go out there and mess it up.
The real
without D-Hop
results came from James Conner.
That's true.
James Conner won that game.
McCoy couldn't mess the game up.
Two touchdowns rushing, one touchdown receiving. James Conner is the reason they won that game. Colt McCoy just
would have been a reason he won your fence.
Colt McCoy just met. I don't want to talk about
that. I didn't know you been true.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that the receiver, the running back, is really a running back.
Yeah,
he played a route, apparently, and got a touchdown off of reception as well. Won that game without his QB1 and without his wide out.
And JJO.
JJ Watt's out for the season. So defense ain't even in the conversation right now.
They on the same team. And your boy Kittle came back and had a great game.
Let's pull up the numbers for Jimmy G.
He's about to lose the job.
Except for by this, he didn't even have a bad game.
No, I know he didn't have a bad game, but they lost.
I know, I'm just saying.
And when you got a first round rookie behind you, that's your job.
But when Brandon Ayuk has a -2 in rushing, for one, and yeah, you can't win games with that. Debo didn't do enough. Kittle had his one touchdown, 101 yards. Kittle showed up.
That was his first game back in 2 months.
Then Kittle showed up. But again, there's certain things you can and cannot accept. And one of those things is you know your job is possibly on the line. Trey Lance is about to be the QB1 for San Francisco. They're gonna rebuild.
Sooner than later, they're going to pull the plug in the middle of the season.
It's coming.
If the Niners lose again.
In that fashion, they're going to pull the plug.
If they lose one or two more games, y'all, he's not starting.
Because the Niners are in the same boat. The Vikings are in there, 3-5-2.
That's why I would take Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's terrible. That's terrible that you.
I think he would play better than Kirk Cousins.
That says a lot. I don't know how to feel about that. That's complete. That's confidential. Speaking of confidential, let's talk about the way that the Steelers had to scrap their way past the Bears. And shout out to Chicago, put up 21 of their 27 points in the fourth quarter. If I didn't know any better, I'd say Big Ben either took his foot off the gas or completely flubbed or nearly lost them in the game.
Nearly lost them in the game.
Justin Fields had almost 300 yards, touchdown and pick. So 17-29 on carries. Pedestrian numbers. I don't think that's where his bread and butter was for that game.
It's still not going. I don't care what the record said.
Big Ben, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 21-30 on carries. Najee Harris had his touchdown, 62 yards on 22 carries. I mean, that's pretty much all that needs to be said about that. I mean, yeah, the record says 5-3, but
they're overrated 5-3.
This kind of reminds me of how you felt last year when they had the 11-0 streak.
You saw what happened.
I did.
The atrocity. It was like a murder committed on the field.
First snap.
Wasn't it like 40 to like 10 or something?
It was a massacre.
It was bad.
I was almost 100% convinced Big Ben was retiring after that game.
He should have.
It sure felt that way.
Oh, absolutely.
The tears rolling down his face. The moment felt like it was the right moment to say, this is it. Walk away.
Yeah, I got it. I have zero. I mean, I have more faith in Big Ben than I do with the two players behind him. That's not saying that
much.
But he's still the worst quarterback out of the other three that's in the division.
Fair enough.
He's not better than Baker, Lamar, or Joe Burrow,
my question to you is, why did your Chargers barely beat the Eagles by three? What happened?
Take them in. Sometimes you take out some competition.
When you're 5-3 going up against 3-6, you obliterate your competition. Don't give them.
Sometimes you play down to they like to play. Sometimes you play down to. They got hurt on Philly. Philly got hurt. It wasn't Justin Herbert's fault. I can tell you that.
No,
Herbert had 356 yards. Only missed six passes. So I don't know.
He did.
Rushed for one and threw two.
So
he was 32 or 38. So I mean,
Herbert had a good game.
When Justin Herbert fall if they only won by three. Probably been on the coach, probably. They still won, so they ain't gonna blame nothing on coach winning.
It's how he won. When the quarterback on the opposite team is 11-17, 160 yards and one touchdown.
Right.
You got to do something better to change the outcome of the situation. Something has to give.
I like Herb. I don't like the fact that he won rookie of the year with Justin Jefferson, but you already explained to me how that works. We come to quarterbacks and receivers. I get it.
Yeah, you have to go like insane.
But have you ever thought of the possibility of an OBJ with a Justin Herbert?
That would not be fair.
What would that do for the league?
That would be fair.
When you put
a, I don't know,
Eckler on
only
one.
Only reason is because they're still young, like on the defense. And offensive line is young. I don't know. I don't know if you want to be put in like a three course meal. You got Mike Ed Williams and Keenan Allen. And you can put OJ in there too. That one almost that would be offense. He wants to go to like a Super Bowl. The Chargers are not, they no early.
About a year off.
Yeah. They playoff though. They not a year off Super Bowl.
Are they in the same boat as the our Bengals?
They about a little bit better than the Bengals because the Bengals
is like. Hey, man, they hit a slump.
Yeah, in a big slump. They was 5-2. They now they on a 2-game losing streak.
They a little slump.
I think they got a bye week, so they might be lucky this week.
They a little slump.
I'm pretty sure they got a bye week. I think they got lucky.
But the slump that they fell in a ditch against Cleveland. 41-16.
And they lost to the Jets, but prior.
That was
a slip up.
That was another flub.
Exactly.
This one was just a massacre. Okay, this was a rivalry. A bloody one at that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's Cleveland.
They need a bye week.
They definitely need a bye week. Now they're record tied with Browns 5-4.
Yeah.
So they're looking at a 500 team right now.
Yeah. I think the Bengals are better than Steelers.
Oh man, what I would argue tooth and nail about
that. You know, they excuse me, because TJ Watt was killing them.
That's fair.
Yeah, 3 sacks and like a home run. I said, Jesus Christ.
Steelers defense.
Steelers defense is always going to be top tier as long as Mike Tomlin's your head coach.
Well, and that's what, like, they always have. Pretty much ever since the Steelers have been in the NFL, they have.
Defense has always been their number one player.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's whenever they have an offensive juggernaut that they become the overall favorite for
Super Bowl. They need to get rid of.
We said that.
Until
though.
They get rid of Big Ben.
They're never going to get back to the bowl with Big Ben.
Exactly. And Tomlin, the sooner you realize that.
Let him go.
I don't know what y'all could get.
Anybody. Go get Cam. Do something.
Actually, I do know who they could get. I don't know if there's a rumor that happened all season.
Deshaun Watson?
No. Aaron Rodgers. There's a rumor they go there.
Based on what?
Based on he has Mike Tomlin he respects the most.
Okay.
And it's the Steelers. And you put anywhere you put Aaron Rodgers, first of all, he's gonna be supposed to.
Right, just like Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Anywhere you put either one of you.
Do you see it happening though?
I don't, only because I think I know he's older. I just think if you were an older quarterback in the Hall of Fame, you really won't stay in the Colts forever.
Yeah.
He's 37. He could go exactly like I remember. Because you got another quarterback in the Dolphins after his season two was not.
According to Flores, he's QB1 versus
season. I said after the season.
I know.
He's not even playing on tomorrow. Or he a game time decision tomorrow.
Well, that's because
they said he says
Brissett had a better performance last week.
Well, yeah. And then Tua's coming off the injury, and he was like, well, no, yeah. It's going to be – it's a 50-50 shot is what he said. Yeah, because what I heard about Aaron Rodgers was I heard there, and I heard if he go underneath Sean Payton, because I'm pretty sure Jameson's not going to be the starting quarterback in the World Saints anymore. Because I'm pretty sure his contract is up.
Wow. He got hurt again, too.
That's what I'm saying. From him being hurt, I think his contract's up after the season because they got a team option.
Are you interested to go opt out?
Absolutely they are. If they got a chance to end around.
He's having early his best season.
He was having his best season. Not numbers-wise, but just the way he's playing.
Broncos killed the Cowboys. In Dallas, in Jerry World, 38-16.
That's not that. It's surprising because the 16 was surprising, first of all. They was up 30-0.
It's a tough game a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. They just gave a bag.
They said, we still win these games. Go ahead and do your thing.
Exactly. Hopefully, it puts a lot of people deriding the Cowboys down.
The Cowboys are still 6-2.
I know they are.
It's only a second loss.
True.
But they got to stop the bleed now. Or they can slip right out of the playoffs.
I don't know about that because they're in a terrible division.
Washington's a good team. When they want to be.
Exactly. They underachieve. That defense is underachieving. They already lost like four or five games.
Yeah. Shout out to Dak for going the 1939, 232 two yards in the pick.
1939? That's not 500.
Yeah, we know.
That is not 500.
I think Dak is injured and trying to.
I think it's more of his shoulder.
Yeah, I think he's injured, and I think he's trying to play through it.
Well, because I think he might be hurt. Because if you hurt, you play. If you injure, you don't. Usually, it's how that works.
See, he got injured while he's playing.
I mean, he's already missed. He already had the shoulder problem. And then, what was it, the ankle or something? A couple weeks ago? When he didn't play against the Vikings? Whatever that was.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Teddy's actually showing you that he can carry a team if you give him the right pieces. Mm-hmm. Even
I'm just saying, Teddy is not more than likely he will not lose the football game.
I like how you put the more likely.
More than likely. I mean, there's a couple of games, but because there was a game early, 2-3 picks, but every other game he has not really cost him the game. He just might not go out there and win the game. You know, like a smart play. He usually don't throw. He did throw a 50-yard bomb.
True.
That's outside of his game, though. He's not a 50-yard bomb.
As long as he does better than Tyrod Taylor. That performance was abysmal. To the program.
Is that all Tyrod's fault?
The Nairs, Doc Taylor. You can blame trainers.
Exactly. You can blame the trainer. Chargers.
the one game I want to ask you about, but there's not much to talk about when it comes down to it, is the Buffalo Bills and the Jaguars.
What happened? Sometimes, like I said, when you do play down to your competition, that's what happens, Buffalo. You lose.
Instead of just knocking them out like you're not
getting. Because somebody wants more money. I saw it. Off of Jacksonville and Broncos went smart. Stupid money.
You mean Jacksonville and Buffalo? You said Broncos.
No, somebody money line Jacksonville and Denver.
Oh.
Like for money.
And
I don't even know how Jacksonville won. Because what's the name of that guy? Sprained ankle.
Who's that?
Trevor Sunshine. Trevor Lawrence.
He said Trevor Sunshine.
And no James Robinson. It was 35. Nobody's worth it.
Wow.
I have no idea what Buffalo was doing.
Not showing up.
They definitely didn't show up because I think Buffalo, I still got Buffalo going to the Super Bowl. But they do that again. So basically what they're about to do. They play the Jets, I'm pretty sure. On Sunday.
Yeah.
They're gonna obliterate the Jets.
As they should. Right. As they should. It's when you give the Jets room to breathe and think they're going to games, you got a problem.
Right.
So, what we're going to do here, we about wrapped up the games that matter for week 9, right? We'll take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about week 10 because quarterbacks that were not, that had bye weeks last week, obviously come back this week, and it matters tremendously because two of them are easily two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but we're just going to leave that there. We get back, we're going to talk week 10 and get back to this football talk. It's Todd Slater, Antonio Turner, GTA Heat Check, GTA Sports Network, GTASportsNet.com.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts. Located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Todd Slater with GTA Sports. Hello, everyone. It's Todd Slater with GTA Sports. It's 2021. It's a new year. Time for some new gear. Usher in the new age your way. The new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season. New age elements sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Todd Slater and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, it's Todd Slater.
Tell me.
And this is another episode of GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, favorite to Instagram, subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASports.com for all things world sports. Now, for the break, we'll talk about week 9. Quarterbacks might be moving around. Diva receivers that might get traded in the next few days, any day now, really in a matter of minutes. I don't know what they're holding up on OBJ situation.
Right.
Who cares at this point? Week 10, being that this is Wednesday, recording this, we got to talk about Thursday night's matchup, Thursday night football. We have Ravens and Dolphins. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Dolphins are not winning again.
So what?
Dolphins are not winning
again. No. I thought you don't win. I said, what?
No, without, first of all, Tua's not even close. Might not play.
If Flores is smart, I would sit too out on this one. Look at who you're going up against and ask yourself, can you beat that man? If you have to think about it, don't come outside.
Even though it is in Miami and there are a lot of distractions in Miami, Baltimore.
It's Lamar Jackson.
It's a lot of distractions. And
defending him.
They could find a way to distract him. It is South Beach. Right near South Beach, whatever.
Well, I say Ravens. No,
I was going to say Ravens. I'm just saying.
No question. But to kick off the Sunday matchups, we got a Jameis-less Saints
going up against a Derrick Henry-less Titans. I'm going to tell you right now, Titans winning that game.
Especially if you tell me to take some Hill as the starting quarterback.
You're asking me to choose between Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill.
I'm taking Tannehill over
versus Taysom Hill.
And Trevor Simeon combined.
Trevor Simeon.
I'm taking Tannehill combined. Both of them.
You out your mind.
And AP has some good games against New Orleans. Just saying. You might have a flashback.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a good
idea. No, I'm saying AP. Adrian Peterson might have.
I feel like if Tannehill loses this game, I may have to reevaluate where I have him at in my list of quarterbacks. Just based on who you're up against. You don't have Ken Guard Mike Thomas out there. Kamara is the only threat on offense. You lost Latavius Murray. You don't have James Winston out there. Yeah, I do believe I have to reevaluate where I have him in my list of quarterbacks if he can't pull his off. And I don't feel that bad about it at all.
We might go that way. Could you roll with him so hard?
Bills and Jets, I'm going to tell you right now. He said this earlier in case you didn't hear him. He kind of said it like he muffled it, but I heard it. He said, Josh Allen is not dropping two eggs 2 weeks in a row. What happened last week against Jaguars, he didn't been ridiculed and crucified for it because I believe, actually, according to PointsBet, the MVP odds, he dropped out, and I think they put – it's tied between Brady and who's up there with him right now? I want to say it was either Carr or Stafford. It was Stafford. That's what it was. Stafford moved up to number one. Stafford moved to number one based on when Josh Allen lost to the Jaguars, he knocked them off.
If you don't win by at least 20, I'm being nice. I'll say 20. I don't care who that quarterback is. It's a knee injury. That's what it was. It was that was. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a sprain.
So I know a lot of people don't practice money. Just does such a big. So up next we have the Lions and Steelers in Pittsburgh. I would love to just say Lions would be one win this year.
I would love to say it too. I'm not too late. They might stand up though. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going with the Lions. Why not?
Didn't like to pull it through?
Yep. Why not? I have zero faith in Big Ben. I got all faith in Thomas.
In Pittsburgh. Speaking of teams that should win, they'll probably find a way to lose. Guess who the Colts play Sunday at home? Who? The Jaguars.
They always lose to Jacksonville. At least once they lose to them, they're not going to. I think they're going to win. Because they actually play good right now.
We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back from a bye week going against the Washington football team. Was they also on a bye week?
Yeah, they were too.
Ooh.
They still going to lose.
Say Bucks. You know,
they still going to lose. I don't care where they at.
Browns taking on the Patriots.
Browns taking on the Patriots?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Patriots.
In Foxborough. Falcons versus Cowboys.
I don't disrespect them. Cowboys don't need it.
Really? We got the Falcons and Cowboys.
Cowboys won. I have no faith in Matt Ryan whatsoever.
We got Panthers and Cardinals in Arizona.
Cardinals win that game. Carolina, we have Sam Darnold.
Now, They got the 3-5 Vikings going against the 5-3 Chargers.
I already told you. I know what I got on my head. Chargers still win. I have no faith in Kirk Cousins. You call him Captain Kirk. I'm not going to do that. To the show improvement.
Right. So we have the Irish Chief Panthers and Cardinals in Arizona.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Gotcha. Seahawks and Packers in Green Bay with the return, hopeful return of Russell Wilson on one end and Aaron Rodgers on the other.
Of course, got cleared.
Okay. Eagles and Broncos in Denver.
Eagles and Broncos on it.
And so, of course, the primetime game is the Chiefs and Raiders. I say Raiders. You say Chiefs.
Chiefs.
And the Monday night, Rams and Niners. Rams, no question.
Rams and Niners. Divisional game with the Rams. Niners will get it close, though.
And we wrap up week 10 for predictions. We say Raiders over Dolphins for Thursday night.
Right?
Yeah. Titans over Saints for the 1 o'clock. Bills over Jets. If the Jets win, I
over Titans over Saints. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I didn't hear what you said.
No. So going over, I said for Thursday night, Ravens over Dolphins.
Absolutely.
Titans over Saints. That's the 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bills over Jets, unless some astronomical miracle happens in New York.
I'll be shocked.
Lions over Steelers. You ain't ready for that. They need to win.
I'm gonna
go with the Lions and hope it pays out. Might do a separate product out. Colts better than just Jaguars, but you say they never do, so.
They usually lose one. They don't lose one.
Bucks over Washington. In Washington.
Yeah.
Browns over Patriots in Foxborough. Foxborough bring it home. Baker had a great game last
year. I know. Can you get it back?
Without OBJ, improving the point. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going Patriots.
I might change my mind. Right now, I'm going to say Browns. At the last week, Falcons, Cowboys, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott.
I definitely don't trust Matt Ryan. So I guess I'll go with Cowboys. It's not going to happen.
Man. The 4 o'clock games. You got Cardinals over Panthers. I'm going with the Vikings over Chargers. I don't trust her enough to go to Chargers.
I don't know why you trust Kirk Cousins over him.
I have faith in them, Doug.
I got 0 faith in
Kirk. Packers over Seahawks. I don't care if Russ back or not. I don't care.
Seahawks. I don't like the disrespect you just put on this game. Or disrespect that man. And Rodgers might not be ready.
Russ ain't going to be ready. Russ is rusty.
Russ been practicing. And Rodgers has been practicing. Yo, for 2 weeks.
He the baby goat.
For 2 weeks? What's Russ?
Over a month.
He a Hall of Famer with him. Don't be ready.
Eventually.
Or to disrespect. Or disrespect.
Broncos over Eagles after what they just did to the Cowboys last week. That shouldn't even be up for discussion. Tell you 2-time.
Eagles might keep it interesting, man.
It might. It ain't gonna be Jalen Hurst though. No, thanks to Jalen. Raiders over Chiefs. Prime time.
No, Chiefs. Chiefs.
Going with the Raiders.
No, we're not going for real,
no. Derek Carr having a better season than Patrick Mahomes. If you line up stat for stat,
that's cute.
Stat for stat, stat for stat. Derek Carr. It's looking better than Patrick Mahomes. And for the Monday night, it's going to be a massacre in San Fran.
Yeah, I don't got a massacre. I think it's a divisional game, so not going to be close. They're going to lose.
For the sake of Jimmy G's job, he better.
Jimmy G's losing. He's still going to lose his job.
And that wraps up the NFL talk for GTA Heat Check. Tom, let them know where you find me, man. We got to go to work.
Instagram, Tone_Fresh08.
You can follow me at Tosslight on Facebook and Instagram. This is another episode of GTA Check. You follow GTA Check, GTA Sports, and on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in the world of sports. It's Tosslight with Tone Turner. Until next time, we out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Tosslight and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.